USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Does science back the COVID-19 vaccine booster shots? Dr. Marty McCary, surgical oncologist and chief of the Johns Hopkins University Transplant Center on Fox News, says maybe not for younger people.
Well, some new data came out actually this week suggesting that boosters really did almost nothing to reduce severe illness in younger people. And that makes sense. They have a stronger, more robust response to the vaccine. And many FDA officials have signaled that they're okay with boosters for high-risk populations, the elderly, but not for the general public. They're going to meet tomorrow, and we're going to hear what they have to say, but it appears that they're not that enthusiastic about boosters for the general population, which is why two of them left in frustration, that they feel they were pressured by the White House, that there was an announcement before the FDA did their normal process.
President Biden this afternoon from the East Room will deliver remarks on America's inflation woes. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.